All right. I'm in my car. I'm buckled up. Now I'm buckled up. And I'm pulling out of the driveway. That means it's time for another Drive Right. This is Andy Rogers. And Drive Right is the podcast about one storyteller's journey to becoming a published author. And today I want to talk about two things. I want to go over just a little NaNoWriMo update. And then I want to talk about the launch of the webcomic. I've mentioned it a couple times, but I haven't really done a podcast on it yet. The other thing I should mention is I live in Alaska. We have finally got our first snowfall. And you may hear some windshield wiper noise, a little more road noise, just because we got a lot of snow and the roads aren't necessarily in good shape yet. But I will drive carefully. I will pay attention. And I'll still manage to get the podcast done. So, NaNoWriMo. It is, let's see, day 12 of NaNoWriMo. So we're coming up on the halfway mark. And I'm doing okay. I was staying steadily ahead of pace. I had a light day on Saturday just because I had a lot of family stuff going on. But that was okay because I had a nice little buffer. I still got a few words in, so I didn't feel like the day was, you know, wasted on writing, or I had, you know, neglected NaNoWriMo entirely. Quick thought on NaNoWriMo. Looks like I'm going to finish successfully this year. And that's a fantastic feeling. But I really thought, starting this month, that I was going to binge on the weekends, get a bunch of words in, and then kind of ease off, slack off during the week, you know, just because it works schedules and family stuff and skiing three times a week, you know, takes a chunk of family time. But it turns out that's not at all the case. I have been staying pretty steady at 2,000 words a day and not finding that excessively difficult. So it's kind of reassuring. I mean, one of the things it shows me is that even given the general clutter of my life, and even with the additional burden of launching a project like the webcomic, starting the exact same time that NaNoWriMo started, clever plan on planning on my part there, that 2,000 words a day, eminently doable. And really, I'm not finding it all that difficult. So, I think moving forward, even though I've traditionally been kind of a binge writer, I might try to establish a daily goal beyond NaNoWriMo and keep that up for myself. I'm sure after I finish the sci-fi book, I'll probably need a little bit of a break. I'll probably go back and do an editorial pass on a previous novel. You know, just something to keep me busy, but enjoy a little bit of downtime before diving into my next project, which I'm very excited to get to, but I want to make sure that I'm actually prepared for it. So that's NaNoWriMo. It's going well. I do anticipate finishing. I'm looking forward to the halfway mark. I'm pretty pleased with the material I'm putting out in addition just to the volume of it. I'm pretty pleased with the quality of it. So, Droblar. I have begun publishing a webcomic. The story started as a bedtime story I was making up for the kids. This is probably, I don't know, 9-10 months ago. My son's really into the Lego figures, like the Lego action figure guys, so Lego Indiana Jones, there's Lego Knights, all these little things. So he's really into the Lego Indiana Jones things. And my daughter at the time was really into Dora the Explorer, so I was making up a story that kind of incorporated those two concepts. It's all, you know, underground and have to get around traps and solve little puzzles. And at the same time, it was, you know, where do we go? There's three steps to get to the whatever. Kind of a Dora the Explorer kind of plot structure. And the kids loved it, so I kept going with it for a while. And about that same time, a friend of mine, actually a master swordsmith, a great carver, a sculptor, just an all-around impressive artist named Jake Pounding, posted something to Twitter. It was just a little sketch that he'd done. I think it was of a goblin or something like that. But anyway, he posted it on his blog and announced that on Twitter. And he did it with the hashtag SundaySketch. And I thought that was pretty cool. So I clicked on that hashtag. And lo and behold, there was, this small handful of people that were doing a sketch on Sundays and posting it up there for people to enjoy or critique or look at. And I'm like, huh, that looks kind of cool. And generally, at that point, I was waking up early on Saturday mornings before the family got up, and that was my writing time. I'd get up about 5 and have, get 2.5-3 hours to write before anybody else got up. And I'm like, well, I could do the same thing on Sunday and just use that for drawing. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. So I went to the art store and bought a sketch pad and had my pencils, and I started to try to draw, and man, did I suck. I used to do some art projects back in high school. One of my favorite classes was art. In fact, I still keep in touch with my high school art teacher, but I hadn't done anything. I'd done plenty of artistic stuff, music and writing and painting, miniature painting, over the course of my adult life, but I hadn't drawn anything in forever, like maybe literally since high school. And turns out I really sucked. So I did what I normally do. I went and got some books and started to educate myself up on how to do that there writing thing, or drawing thing, rather. I started to draw some, like, okay, interesting stuff. And I was, telling this story to the kids. I'm like, oh, you know what I should try to do is I should try to draw the characters for the little story I'm making. So the story, if you haven't seen the webcomic, is there's these little creatures. They're called Droblar, or Drobos. And they live underground, and they're kind of spongy and I guess malleable. They fill themselves up with water so they can stretch into different shapes, and they use water for all different kinds of things. They can use pipes to pump water through them, use themselves like a pump to blow water to drill holes and things like that. So it's these little guys, and of course they're underground, so there's all kinds of things, like they have to cross chasms and fit through little holes and get around caves that are filled with water. All this kind of stuff. So I just started trying to draw these guys. And I stayed with it. I was diligent every week. I made sure that I at least did a sketch on Sunday, and I posted it. You can see most of them on my blogs. A little bit of travel sometimes kept me from posting the sketches, but I always drew on Sunday. And the only day I drew was Sundays. So from last spring to this point, I was able to train myself up enough such that I'm now illustrating full panels of this story. I've started that. The second panel went up this morning, so by the time people listen to this, a couple days ago. I think it's going pretty well. It's been fairly well received. It gets lots of traffic. I'm just announcing it on Facebook and posting a link back to it in my blog. It's getting a lot of traffic, and I've got a couple nice comments. So I'm encouraged. I definitely want to keep doing it. The posting schedule is one of the things that I want to talk about on the podcast today. My plan is to post once a week, and it is plenty of work right now to do a single panel in time to get that up each and every week. And I would love to make that more frequent. I'd just be able to move through the story more quickly, get more of it out there, and I think people who have seen the comic so far and are excited to follow along and see more of it would appreciate and you know, get more out of, become more sticky, whatever, become bigger fans of the comic if I was putting more up more quickly. But I don't know if that's in the cards right now, and for a variety of reasons, you know, things like NaNoWriMo. You know, my predominant interest is in writing novels, so you know, a lot of my attention goes there, and most of my artistic time goes there. But another place a lot of my time is going to is figuring out my tools and my process for making these. And right now, you know, I'm sure I'm doing things hugely inefficiently. I'm illustrating the comic on a Microsoft Surface Pro 2. Those weren't even available until October 21st. So, what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago? And mine didn't ship until October 23rd. So, you know, I've had this tablet that I've been trying to illustrate on for, you know, 3 weeks. I've never done anything in Sketchbook Pro. I had to find another program to do all the lettering and stuff. So the learning curve is pretty steep right now. I'm still doing my rough sketches with a pad and a pencil, but I'm not inking them right now and scanning them in and then doing all the ink work and all the coloring in Sketchbook Pro. But you know, I'm literally just learning those tools. I don't know a lot of the keyboard shortcuts or anything. So right now, I feel like once a week is an appropriate commitment. It's still a fair bit of pressure for me to get the work done to a quality that I'm willing to share it at and get it posted. But I do think that you know, as I become better with the tools, I'll be able to increase that pace. As far as becoming better at illustrating, I'm not sure that will speed me up or not. I mean, maybe in some ways, but it's been my experience that the better you get at something, the more you want to do, kind of the more ambitious your attempts become. So I don't know if that will necessarily really speed me up or not. I may just take the same amount of time to do more and do more better than I currently am to put the comic out at the level, at, you know, the best level I'm capable of producing right now. So that is Droblar, and that's NaNoWriMo, and that's my update for DriveWrite this week. If you want to find me online, I should probably start with a plug for the webcomic. You can now find me, or my artwork at least, at Droblar, DROBLAR.com. New comics are posted every Tuesday. You can find my writing blog at arogers907.wordpress.com. On Twitter, I am arogers907. And you can always email me, arogers907@gmail.com. Until next week, write hard. Those of you doing NaNoWriMo, best of luck. Stay on pace or even get ahead a little bit. And we'll touch base again next week.